everyone, welcome back to Talk Your Heart Out. It has been so long since I last spoke to you guys. It's been over a year and so much has changed. I have changed and matured and I have learned so much in the past year, which I'm so excited to come back to the podcast and share that all with you. And I am sure for you guys listeners who have been here since season one, I'm sure you guys have learned so much as well since the past year, and I'm sure you all have grown. And look at us, just maturing, beautiful people. I love it and I'm so here for it. So just a quick recap of what has happened in the past year or so. So I've gone through two more rotations at work. So I'm still an occupational therapist, still working in the same hospital. I was in a rotation of major trauma, which was really good, and I learned so much from it. But it was definitely emotionally quite hard. And now I'm in hand therapy, which has been so amazing, and I've just learned so much, like specialist knowledge, that I'm so thankful for these two rotations. And I have matured. I've been a lot more involved in church, and I've met so many great people. They're all so amazing and so inspiring, and I'm just like learning so much from them. And I've finally gotten COVID, which is quite an achievement in itself, if I do say so myself. I'm so thankful. I was really blessed that I didn't have much negative symptoms at all, and I don't really have that long-term fatigue. I've had it for, well, I had it like say 2-3 weeks ago, and I'm feeling good. I think my voice is still not 100%, but I would say I sound a little sexier, and you're welcome to all the listeners out there. And the biggest change of them all is that I am now a follower of Christ. I am now a child of God, and I'm very proud to say I'm a Christian. And yeah, it's so amazing. And I feel like a new person. I feel like a new creation. And that's just what, you know, being adopted into the family of God is. And I think it is amazing that we're so like radically changed since following Christ and knowing God and building a relationship with Jesus. And I think I'd love to share that with you guys. I'd love to, in this new season, share a little bit about my testimony and my journey into following Christ, but also the things that I struggled with as a new Christian, or just any Christians really. And I'm still going to be talking about the same things that I was focusing on. So a lot of well-being and mental health things, a lot of like just life, how it's like navigating the world as a young woman. And yeah, I'd love to share that with you. And I'm so excited that you're back and continuing with me in this journey. So today I'd like to talk a little bit about having too much on our plate, as you can tell by the title. I'm definitely convicted of this. I do feel a little bit guilty of this, because I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a very excited person. Like, I get so excited about new adventures and opportunities. And I feel very passionately about things, which is one of the main gifts that God has given me. And I'm so thankful for that. But also that makes me a little bit vulnerable to signing up for too much, or like having so much in my head that I'm a little bit overwhelmed. So it's so important for us to prioritize what is important. And I think sometimes when we know what we want in life, I've got like a 5-year plan out, or like a little bucket list of things that I want to be able to do or experience in 5 years. And it's great to like have that intention and be mindful of what you're doing, instead of like just going about the day by day, like just keeping your head down and going to work and coming to home and sleeping and then going to work again. Like, I think it's definitely a good thing that I want those greater things in life, but also you have to be very mindful of whether you're kind of cramming your plate all at once with all these different things, and you're not able to focus on the things that you need to focus on right now, but also you're just kind of half-heartedly fitting things in, which is not always the best way to do things, I believe. So I suppose the question you need to ask yourself is, are you saying things like, oh, I'm so busy, or oh, I'm so drowned, or I'm just firefighting right now? Like, if you find yourself saying that like for a week or even a month, fine, we'll let that go. But if you find that you're saying that all the time, it's almost like in 3 months I would still be so busy, then you'd have to think about what is cluttering up your life so much, because life is amazing and we all have the same amount of time. I mean, we don't all live the exact amount of time, but in a day we all have 24 hours, and we need to look at whether we're prioritizing things correctly, and we all have different amounts of energy that we can focus on different things, and we need to make sure that we're being wise in kind of stewarding what we're using our energy for. So I would encourage you guys who are listening at home today to really take out a piece of paper and a pen, or just using a note app on your phone, or opening up a document and writing all the things down onto paper, what is on your plate right now. Like, aside from the basic human needs and necessities, what is on your plate? Because I think for me, as a 22-year-old coming on to 23, I would think that because I'm a younger adult, I am single, I don't have any kids, I only have one full-time job, that I wouldn't be very busy. Like, I would think, oh, I must have quite a lot of free time. However, I do find myself rushing all the time. And I think it comes down to, what am I putting on my plate? And the thing about writing it all down is really helpful for me, because I am a visual person, and I think it really helps me and my brain to like write it all down, to understand why sometimes I feel quite overwhelmed when I want to do certain things and I'm like, oh, but I need to do this first and I need to do that first. So what I did was I took out a piece of paper and I drew a circle in it, so it looks like a plate, you know, you get what I mean. And I wrote down all the things I want to do. So for example, I've got life. So life just means like the basic necessities, meal prepping, cleaning, cooking, all that. Being a daughter, working, so as an occupational therapist or as a hand therapist. Being a friend, being a good, faithful friend who are there for people during all the good times and the bad times. I've got my podcast. I would love to start a side business aside from the podcast. So maybe like some calligraphy stuff on the side, some baking, a bit of writing or a blog. These are all just ideas. I haven't like actually started an Etsy shop or anything like that. I want to get a Saturday job, just not just for like financial provision, but also to learn more and grow. So looking into things like tutoring or doing more OT work in the Saturdays, like looking at opportunities to perform and or like a bit of psychological counselling and things like that. I am a child of God, so obviously there's reading the scripture, listening to sermons, going to church, using a prayer journal, and all these things are there to feed into my spiritual life and help me grow in that aspect. I love learning new things. So the new things that I'm learning currently are knitting, playing the guitar, rollerblading, crocheting, just to name a few, and volunteering. Volunteering is really close to my heart, and serving others as well. And that is something that's definitely been being developed as I grow in my relationship with Christ. And that's something that's really important to me. And I'd love to do an episode on serving later on. But I'm doing things for Make a Smile. That's a charity. There's Age UK work. Also training to be a group leader for Kintsugi Hope and serving the church at the same time. And I've also, well, all this kind of came about when I was chatting to my mom this morning. We had a good long chat about kind of life in general and kind of mainly about my career. Like I said, I have a little bit of a plan and I know what things I want to kind of experience. And kind of in my next 5-10 years, I'd love to work in different places, even though I absolutely adore the place that I'm working in right now. And there's just so much to learn still where I am. But I know in the future I'd love to work in a psychiatric hospital. I'd love to work in a care home and a hospice. So those are the main three things. But I'd also love to get more into kind of the more counseling side of things. But we'll get into that later. But yeah, so there, as you can see, there is a lot on my plate. And my mom really reminded me that it's great that there are so many things that I want to do. However, currently, because I'm enjoying work so much at my hospital, and I'm learning so much and I still have so much to gain, there's no rush going into next thing. And sometimes I feel, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely feel like I want to be jumping onto the next thing and doing the next good thing that's going to progress my life and help me learn, which is all great intentions. However, sometimes being ambitious is not always the right move. Sometimes you just need to be content and sit in your situation and be thankful for all you've got. I actually have a scripture about contentment. So in 1 Timothy 6, verses 6 to 7, it says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. We brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it." And that is so true. So a lot of what we're trying to do with our lives and looking at our plate, there are obviously some really good intentions that I'm doing to help people. However, there is also some that isn't so important to us. So for example, things like progressing in your job to get more money, or like getting Saturday jobs for financial provision, becoming a senior OT at a young age so that I can say that I'm a senior OT. Like, all these things are so worldly and earthly that it doesn't actually matter at the end of the day. Like, when you die, when we all die, we're not going to take that money with us. And so why are we putting so much worry into things like this? And contentment is so important in order to feel thankful and feel that joy that we've been given so much with our lives, especially for myself. I've been so blessed. And sometimes we just need to sit down and kind of look back on how blessed we've been to understand God's goodness and how kind He has been to us. So I just want you guys to take out that piece of paper and really focus on the big three on that plate. So for me, it would be working, being a daughter, both a daughter of God and the daughter of my parents, obviously, and being a good, faithful, kind, loving friend. And these are the three main things that I want to focus on and is the most important to me right now. So if you imagine a plate that you have for dinner, so these three would be my veggies, carbs, and protein. And all the other ones can be my little dessert, my little appetizer, my dressing on the side. Like, it is all there. However, I shouldn't be spreading myself so thinly. When I'm taking myself out, when I'm taking my energy out of being an employee, a daughter, and a friend, I know that that's not serving good, because those are my main priorities currently. I think a lot of it also comes from a fear of missing out or a fear of not doing as much as other people are. I think we live in a world where it's very much like just grind and do things and hustle, you know. I think that's not necessarily right, and sometimes when we're emerging ourselves in this culture of just having so much on our plate and doing so much in order to gain success by the name of reputation or position or power or money, I think that is not biblical, because you're putting the wrong focus on things. Whereas if you're able to really take time to invest in yourself spiritually and develop a relationship with Christ, you're able to bring that out there and be a blessing to other people. And even for me, like, a lot of the things on my plate, I want to bless people with, you know. I want to be able to guide people and lead them to the right path and help people along the way. But if I'm not feeding myself spiritually and I'm not full and content in that way, then how can I pour out of an empty cup? So yeah, definitely that is really important to take care of yourself by looking at your three main priorities and saying no to the things that are distracting you from the priorities. And if you find that you've got overflowing time or overflowing energy, then definitely delve into those side things, the sides, the appetizers, and the desserts, you know, or the drinks, whatever you feel like. So yeah, I also want to encourage you guys by saying that whatever the Lord wants you to do and what He wants from you to bless other people is already in you. I attended a conference recently called a Brief Conference for my church. It was amazing. It was just for all the ladies, and it was really encouraging. And one of the things that one of the speakers said was that you've got gold in you. Like, it's not you've got gold hiding around in your surroundings. It's not you've got gold in your house, but you don't know where it is. It's already in you. And I think that is so, so, like, inspiring and thought-provoking, because I find myself kind of constantly looking outwards of what am I going to do next? What other opportunities are there? What can I do next in a way that's going to be honoring God, but also be a blessing to other people? But I forget to look deep inside me, because I've already got those qualities. They might not be cultivated so much yet, but I've already got them in me, and it would be so much more natural and so much more easier, or you can do that at ease by just cultivating what's already in there and what's already gifted to you by the Lord and spreading that out. And so that's definitely something that I'm thinking about a lot, and digging deep into myself and thinking, what has the Lord planted in me that I can use in this season of my life? It's also important to remember that we're all incredibly young. Like, even if you're in your 70s and you're telling me that I ain't got much time left, we all still have more time than we sometimes think. And in this society, I think a lot of us is so worried about the timeline, the invisible and spoken timeline of, oh, you need to like find your career in your 20s and really peak at your 30s, and by 30s you need to be married, have a house, have a car, have children in order for you to have a good life. But that's not everyone's plan, you know. That's not God's plan for everyone, because if so, that would just be like so boring, because we'd be like all factory manufactured people. But instead, God has a beautiful, unique, and special plan for every single one of us. And our timeline's not going to look the same for as other people. And that's also the beauty of life. And so when I think about all the things that I want to do, especially with my career, I need to remember that I'm 22 going on to 23. Like, if God willing, that I'm gonna like do OT for maybe 30, 40 more years, I've still got so much time to explore different specialties and different places to work. And I don't have to be constantly looking for the next step. Sometimes you just have to be and enjoy and be content with your life. So I also want to bring into this episode a little bit about Sabbath. Sabbath is an idea, a Christian kind of terminology of the idea of resting on the seventh day of the week. So it doesn't necessarily mean that on Sunday you can't work, for example. It just means that one day a week, you're setting it aside, meaning it's holy, it's set aside, so that you can rest and be with the Lord, and not be all hung up with all the ordinary mundane things that you're doing. I was reading Genesis, just the first chapter and the second chapter, and I love that God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And on the seventh day, he just rested. So in Genesis chapter 1, it said seven times. It says that God saw that it was good. It said seven times. On Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, it said, "So the heavens and the earth and everything in them were completed. On the seventh day, God had completed his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work and that he had done. God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, for on it he rested from all his work of creation." And that, I believe, is where Sabbath came about. And I think it's really worth noting that God rested on the seventh day, on Sabbath, not because he was extremely exhausted, not because he was like, "I'm tired, man, I just need to sleep for a whole day." It's not that, but it was that God created everything, he saw that it was good, and he paused and rested in all this goodness. So guys, I want to encourage you guys to really take time for yourself one day a week to really enjoy the things that you've reaped from the week, and look at the things that you've created, and just sit in it, in its goodness, and thank the Lord for it. Because I think it is so important to have that work-life balance. And if you have the privilege to do so, because I'm very much aware that not everyone has the privilege to rest on the seventh day, but if you have that privilege, please make use of that, because that's not guaranteed. But we also need to make space for ourselves sometimes, in order to continue doing good work. You're not able to pour from an empty cup, and so you need to refill yourself and feed yourself spiritually and emotionally as well as physically, in order to do good and be a blessing to other people. So guys, let me just pray for you all. Father God, thank you for this new season in our lives, but also in Talk Your Heart Out. Thank you for everyone who's listening at the moment. I lift them all up to you, Lord, and I pray that you will be able to guide them in this week to be able to seek your face, Lord, and seek your heart in everything that they do. May you bless them and keep them safe and happy, Lord. And I pray that everything that I've said that are not from you, God, will not land on their hearts, Lord. But everything that is from you, that you're trying to speak to them through my voice, is going to take deep root in their heart. And they would be able to think about it and meditate on it. Lord, I pray that you help us in this journey to grow closer to you, and to understand your word. And Lord, use us in this season of our lives, and use us for good. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you all once again for listening, and it has been so amazing having you back. I'm so excited for this new season, and I'm so thrilled that I'm finally back to it, because I've been meaning to do this for just so long, and I've just felt very overwhelmed. But I hope this episode helps you guys, and I'm praying for you guys. Let me know what you think of this new episode and any prayer requests. But yeah, take care. Love you lots. Bye.